是我讲道以来感觉到最难的一次。
I want you to listen very, very specifically for the still small voice that God is speaking to you.
我想让大家很专心的听上帝给大家很轻微的声音。
So, go ahead, Timothy. This is me on the soccer field with Tyler and Danny.
这是我和 Tyler Danny 在足球场上。
Danny is 4 years old and Tyler is 5.
Danny 四岁Tyler 五岁。
And you can tell how seriously I'm taking it.
从照片上你可以看到我对球赛是非常认真的。
I have a blast with these kids.
我很开心做这些小孩子们足球教练。
We coach, Tobias and Jasmine and I, we coach 2 different teams.
Tobias, Jasmine 和我执教两个不同的球队。
This is Tyler's team, the Blue Angels.
这是 Tyler 的球队叫做蓝天使。
And then Dominic is on our other team, the Bombers.
Dominic 在另外一支球队上叫做轰炸机。
This week was a week of ups and downs.
这个礼拜的球赛可以说是大起大落的。
The first game, I actually thought we were going to lose.
第一场球呢，我以为我们会输的。
Especially when Dominic goofed up a kick right in front of the goal, and another team scored a point on the other team scored on us.
特别是当 Dominic 在自己的球门前一脚失误，导致对方进了一球之后。
Our most reliable player, and oh no.
我们最信得过的球员，没想到有这么一次失误。
But our kids, they listened.
但是我们的孩子们是非常听指令的。
They play their positions well.
每个人都打得被在自己的位置上打得非常好。
And by the grace of God, we eked out a win.
以上帝的名，我们赢了。
The other game was disastrous.
另一场球赛呢是灾难性。
I was confident we were going to destroy this team.
我本来是很有信心我们能打败这支球队。
In fact, we played them last week and we won 3-1.
事实上上礼拜我们跟这场球队交过手，我们赢了3-1。
But I'm convinced that the other team bribed one of our players.
但是我后来相信呢，另外一支球队呢，收买了我们的一个队员。
This little girl.
这个小女孩呢
So frustrating. She would not play her position at all.
这个小女孩呢，根本就不打自己的位置。
She would actually, I say, okay, she's on offense.
她是进攻队员，前锋。
And her only duty was get open, stay open.
她唯一的这个职责就是让自己能够有足够的空间能进攻。
Yeah, just stay over there, get open, we'll pass you the ball.
Okay. 在前面我们会把球传给他。
She looks at me, she says, I'm confused.
她看着我说，我非常的这个confused, 迷惑。
Okay, so I said, okay, just go over there.
我跟她说，你就到前面去就好。
I'm confused, defiantly.
她仍然对我说，我还是很迷惑。
So instead of her playing offense,
所以她本来是应该让他打进攻的。
Apparently, our defender thought he was going to do me a favor and go play offense.
那我们的防守队员呢，以为呢他会给教练一个帮助，让他反而去打防守。
So she's standing off to the side of the field arguing with me, and defense is up over there.
所以呢，这个小女孩在旁边呢跟我争议，然后防守方呢却在另一边。
You can tell from the picture, I don't run my team like that.
你可以从照片上看，我不是这样来组织我们的球队。
I think that we do these kind of things to God, and it freaks him out as well.
有的时候我们也做这些事情，为上帝做这些事情，但我相信呢，这样会把上帝吓坏。
Today's message is about partnering with God.
今天的信息呢，是有关和上帝做合伙人。
About getting in line with what he is doing.
有关于做上帝要我们做要求我们做的事情。
So today we're on chapter 12 of Acts.
今天呢，我们读《使徒行传》第十二章。
As we make our way through the book, the year is 44 A.D.
那一年是公元后44年。
The church is expanding geographically.
教会呢，在地理上来讲是在不停的发展。
It's moving from Jerusalem to Judea and the surrounding areas.
从耶路撒冷呢发展到犹大地区。
It's growing spiritually and increasing in numbers.
灵命上呢也在增长，也在进步啊。然后教会的这个教徒呢也在成千上万的增长。
And the gospel is spilling out even unto the other nations, the Gentiles.
福音呢，也从犹太人传到了其他的人种中去，包括外邦人。
And wouldn't you know it, God shakes things up.
但是你不知道的，你可能不知道的是，上帝呢会把事情弄得复杂一些。
God has a way of keeping the game interesting and suspenseful.
上帝有自己的想法，让这场游戏有保持一些悬念。
Even though we absolutely know that victory is certain.
尽管大家都知道最终的胜利是一定会来的。
Let us pray.
让我们大家祷告。
God, I pray that you would give me the freedom to communicate what you want to communicate. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. I thank you that you pick us up when we fall. I thank you that you are faithful when we are faithless. And I pray, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you would speak clearly to all of us. We ask this in the great name of Jesus. Amen. So, I would like you guys to just read it in Chinese. The Chinese and English are on the board. And we'll start with verses 1 through 6.
我们大家一起来读经。我们可以大家用中文、英文读都可以。我们从开始先读第一节到第三节。那时，希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除酵的日子，出在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。
And you can leave it there, Timothy. So King Agrippa is 54 years at this time.
希律王呢，当年54岁。
He's got a pointy little chin and a long nose.
他长着一个很尖的下巴，很长的鼻子。
And a very prominent brow line.
很粗的眉毛。
But what really stands out for about him is his ability, the idea that he could actually kill ruthlessly for political purposes with no remorse.
当然，他最大的特点呢，是他可以为政治利益杀人不眨眼。
He was a typical politician.
他是一个很典型的政治家。
Wasteful, extravagant, lavish. He was a big spender.
非常浪费，非常奢侈，非常阔气，乱花钱。
He had debts upon debts to pay debts.
他借了很多钱还以前的债，还以前的债。
But he was able to make friends with people when he had to.
但是需要的时候呢，他可以交好朋友。
Now, one time, a gap, a political gap, landed him in jail.
当然呢，也有一次时机不当的错误呢，让他在监狱里蹲了一段时间。
But some strategic relationships ended up getting him out.
但是他的建立的这个战略性的这个关系呢，现在已经体现出来。
It was just a minor setback in his pursuit for power and territory.
那段监狱时光呢，只是他在政治生涯中的一个小小的挫败。
He lived comfortably, and he lived to build his own kingdom.
他建造了一个为自己建造了一个王国，在其中很舒服的生活着。
Peter, of course, a gap or two of his own here and there.
彼得呢，当然自己也有一两次失误。
But Peter lived to build his kingdom.
但至少呢，他活着是为了建造上帝的国。
He's a Jewish fisherman.
他是一个犹太打鱼人。
And now he is way out of his comfort zone.
那现在呢，他的生活空间已经远离了他自己以前的舒适的空间。
He's been obeying God.
他一直遵从上帝。
So this Jew is now taking the gospel message to the Gentiles, Cornelius and everyone.
他把福音传给外邦人。
And he's taking the dietary liberties to the Jews.
他把一种革命性的饮食呢，自由呢，带给了犹太人。
So he's taking the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以呢，他把福音带给了外邦人。
And freedom and bacon to the Jews.
也把自由和培根带给了犹太人。
So in his obedience to God, though.
在他遵从上帝的过程中呢。
He experienced visions.
他经历了幻觉。
Miracles and healings,
奇迹和治愈。
People getting saved, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
人们得到了拯救，圣灵呢降临到人们之间。
miraculous God encounters.
神迹般的与神相遇。
These are all the sort of things that I would like to see happen here at the Chinese church.
这些事情呢，也是我想在我们ECCC 想看到的事情。
Peter partnered himself with God.
彼得呢与上帝合作。
Peter was being moved by God.
彼得为神所用。
And God moved Peter into a prison cell.
那现在呢，神把彼得呢搬到了这个耶路撒冷的一个监狱里。
Now there are a number of imprisonment stories in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传中呢，有一系列的关于这个坐牢的故事。
And a couple of them have mention of singing.
其中一些呢，提到了这个唱诗。
Do you see any singing in this text?
大家从刚才读过的经文中有没有看到彼得有唱诗呢
？Now the church is praying, but there is no singing.
当时呢，教会众人为彼得祷告，但是没有唱歌。
This is a different kind of imprisonment story in Acts.
这是在使徒行传中一个不一样的坐牢的故事。
So I want you guys just to take a second and look at the verses on the board there.
现在想大家花一点时间看一下这个经文。
What authors usually do is they repeat things. They put themes in there and they do that to make a point.
这个作者呢基本上是在重复一些事情，然后想讲述一个重点。
What do you think is the point here?
大家觉得这几个四到六节的重点是什么呢
？What stands out?
什么东西让大家觉得很这个出众呢
？OK，
有兵丁守在门外。
Exactly. What is emphasized here is that he was extremely well guarded.
在这里所强调的一个事实是，彼得是被这个严加看守。
Right. Not only is he stuck between a rock and a hard place,
不仅仅呢，他被囚困在一个坚硬的岩石所住的地方。
He's chained to the guards.
他呢是被捆在两个兵丁之间。
Right. So he's stuck. Yeah, he's stuck there. He's chained between the guards. There's two more at the door, and there's a backup of 12 waiting.
还有两个在门口看着他，另外还有十二个狱警是作为后备。
For those of you who have not been in jail, this is not normal.
如果你没有在监狱里待过的话，我可以告诉你，这个并不是正常的一个事情。
Normally, what you have is one guard sleeping outside the gate, right? And a few others playing mahjong or playing cards or something to pass the time.
正常的情况下是你关在监里，然后门外有一个狱警，然后还有其他几个狱警在打麻将或者打扑克牌。
It's typically very boring.
一般的情况下，那个守监狱呢是很单调的一个事情。
But Peter paints.He paints us as inescapable.
但是在这里所描述的彼得的坐监牢的情况是他不可能逃脱的。
Perhaps Herod had heard about the miraculous escape earlier in Acts.
也许希律王听说了以前这个教徒从这个监狱中逃脱的这个神迹。
See, I think that Herod was afraid of being publicly humiliated by God.
所以我想，希律王实际上是很担心自己被神呢当众戏弄。
Peter was moved by God.
彼得呢是为神所用。
But King Herod was trying to outmaneuver God.
但希律王呢却试图呢想战胜神。
Do you ever try to do that?
我们大家是否也曾经希望能战胜神呢
？When you know the good that you ought to do and you do not do it.
当你知道应行的善事但却不做的时候，是不是这样的
？Do you justify, bargain, or haggle with God to get out of something？
你有没有想要从神让你做的事情中逃脱中而找各种各样的理由呢？为自己解脱呢
？What excuse do you think that we give as Christians the most as to not following the will of God？
大家有没有想过，我们在不遵从神的指令的时候，我们用的最多的一个这个理由是什么呢
？If God calls us to do something that we kind of don't want to do, what is our excuse？
我们最常用的理由是什么呢
？What's that？ Yeah, that's one.
没时间。
What's another？
还有其他的吗
？Oh, I struggle with that one. Absolutely. Too busy. Yeah, that's what he said. What about family？
家庭原因。
Right. I can't do that. What about my family?
我不能这样做，因为我有家庭的原因。
Certainly, we have a priority with our family.
当然呢，我们对家庭是有优先的。
We have a call to build close relationships with our family.
我们有义务建在家庭中建立一个紧密的亲密的关系。
But even those relationships are supposed to be about the kingdom of God.
但即使是这些亲密的关系，也应该是以上帝为名的。
Our family relationships are not supposed to be about the legacy of our name or the kids' inheritance.
我们家庭的关系不应该是以我们自己和孩子的这个利益为中心。
And if we use our family as an excuse, what sort of example are we setting with our family?
如果我们用自己的家庭关系来作为违背上帝的理由的话，我们会给孩子做一个什么样的榜样呢？
Think about Peter.
想想彼得的例子。
Was Peter married?
他是否结婚了呢？
You would hardly know, right?
可能大家不是很清楚。
Well, Jesus healed his mother-in-law, so he had to have been married.
但Jesus 呢，实际上治愈了他的这个岳母，所以他一定是已经结婚了。
I could imagine the conversation.
我可以想象他和妻子的这样一段对话。
Honey, I think I'm supposed to carry the gospel to Cornelius's house.
亲爱的，我想神是让我做一个传道者。
I think I'm supposed to be a missionary.
我需要到外地去传道。
The wife says,
妻子会这样说。
You can't do that.
你不能这样做。
What if you end up in jail?
你要是被关到监狱里该怎么办？
What if you can't come back into the country?
如果你回不来了怎么办？
What if you lose your job?
你失去工作了怎么办？
What will my parents think?
我父母会怎么想？
Clearly, these are not easy decisions or easy conversations to make.
很明显，这种对话并不是很容易的。
But think about it thoroughly.
但让我们仔细来想一想。
Would you rather have an honest conversation that is the other way around?
你是否想要另外一个方向的这个诚实的对话？
Honey, I think God is calling me to be a missionary to Mongolia.
亲爱的，我想神会让我去到内蒙古去传道。
But you know what? I'm really worried about you.
但是我确实很担心你。
I think I'm going to stay here, get a job instead, and make sure that you're provided for and protected.
所以我决定留在这里找一份工作，来保护你。
As if God is not going to take care of us.
就好像上帝不会照顾我们一样。
As if the sovereign Lord over all the earth can't take great enough care of our kids or our family.
好像神的国不能照顾我们的孩子一样。
Are we being moved by God, or are we trying to outmaneuver God?
我们是为神所用，还是试图战胜神呢？
Peter was in an impossible situation.
彼得当时处在一个不可能的环境下。
He was in imminent and inescapable danger.
他是一个内在的无法逃脱的危险的情况下。
But he was moved there by the sovereign hand of God.
但是他是被上帝的主权之手所用。
And of course, the church was praying for him.
而且当然，教会在为他祷告。
So let's now read in, go ahead and read in Chinese verses 7 through the first half of 19.
So 现在我们来读第七节到第十五节。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋间，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。天使对他说：“束上带子，穿上鞋。”他就那样做。天使又说：“披上外衣，跟着我来。”彼得就出来跟着他，不知道天使所做是真的，只当见异象。过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门，那门自己开了。他们出来，走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。彼得醒悟过来，说：“我现在真知道主差遣他的使者，救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。”想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好多人聚集祷告。彼得敲外门，有一使女名叫罗大出来探听，听见彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说彼得站在门外。他们说你是疯了。使女极力地说真是他。他们说必是他的天使。彼得不住地敲门，他们开了门，看见他就甚惊奇。彼得摆手不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监， 又说您把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄，于是出去往别处去了。到了天亮，兵丁扰乱得很，不知道彼得在哪里去了。希律找他找不着，就审问看守的人，吩咐把他们拉去杀了。
Peter has something to write home about, doesn't he?
所以彼得现在肯定是有很多东西想要写信给家里人。
Have you ever been in an impossible situation and been placed there by God?
你是否自己也曾经处在一个不可能的情况下，然后强迫你去依赖上帝？
Were you forced to rely upon him? These people have.
这些人经历过。
Daniel and the lion's den.
Daniel 在这个狮子笼里。
David versus Goliath.
战胜这个哥利亚。
And then what about Gideon and his 300 men?
还有这个米甸人和他那个只有300人的军队。几点
Right, he was supposed to go against the armies of the Amalekites and the Midianites.
他这个300人军队要这个对阵
And then some of the Eastern people as well.
还有一些中东人。
It was said of these armies that their camels alone outnumbered the grains of sand on the seashore.
他敌人的军队据说光是骆驼就有比这个海滩上的沙子还要多。
And God said, "Nope, you only get 300 people."
但上帝说你只有三百人。
Sometimes God puts us in these situations, or even I would say sometimes difficult conversations, simply so that we rely on Him.
有时候呢，上帝会把我们放在这样一个不可能的、很困难的环境中，然后给我们一个机会，让我们更亲近他。
I'm going to mess with him and tell a story that's not on there. Someone was talking to me about how Jesus teaches people sometimes.
有时候有人会告诉我上帝怎么教育人。
And the guy was praying, God, teach me about. I want to learn about demon exorcism.
这个人会说呢，我神啊，你告诉我一些这个魔鬼是怎样。
I want to learn how to cast out demons out of people.
我想这个学会如何驱鬼。
So what do you think God did?
所以你觉得上帝做了什么呢？
He brought somebody right in front of him who was possessed by a demon.
他把一个被鬼神侵犯的人带到了眼前。
What do you think the guy did?
你觉得这个人做什么了呢？
Oh, Jesus, right?
Oh, 上帝啊，救救我。
He was desperate for God in that situation.
Okay, 这个被鬼神附身的人，被鬼附身的人呢，非常的绝望，想要上帝的帮助。
And he learned real quick to depend on God.
Okay, 那种情况下呢，这个人呢，很快的学会要依赖上帝。
Right? Sometimes God puts us in terrible situations so that we call out to him.
所以有的时候呢，神有意识的把我们放在这样一个很艰难的情况下，让我们能给我们一个机会亲近他。
He gives us opportunities to experience His miraculous protection and His miraculous provision.
他给我们机会，让我们能感觉到他是奇迹般的这个对我们的保护。
He gives us stories to tell our family.
他给我们很多故事，能让我们讲给家人听。
So John and Jane are in Japan right now on their way to China.
黄叔叔和正在中国正在日本马上要去中国。
Tobias and I in 2009 had the opportunity to go with them.
Tobias 和我呢，在2009年的夏天呢，我们有机会和他们一块儿去中国。
What an opportunity!
这是个什么样的机会？
2009 was the year that the swine flu was making everybody crazy.
2009年是猪流感流行的时候，每个人都很害怕。
Particularly China.
特别是中国。
So we flew from LA to Beijing.
所以我们从 LA 洛杉矶飞到北京。
And before the plane landed, they gave us a health declaration form to fill out.
飞机降落前呢，我们每个人都要去填写一个这个健康声明表。
And it asked these kind of questions.
这个表上呢，问我们这如下的问题。
Do you have I don't know, asthma? And are you pregnant?
你是否有哮喘？你是否怀孕了
？Easy questions, right?
这个比较简单。
And then they asked, okay, have you had a fever?
然后呢，会问你在过去几个礼拜有没有发烧
？Have you had a runny nose?
有没有流鼻涕
？Have you been coughing recently?
有没有咳嗽
？So I thought, you know what? We're on our way to our mission, on a mission trip.
我当时在想呢，我们这次来是要传道。
We're not going to start this out with a bunch of lies. We're going to tell the truth.
我不希望在这个开始之前呢，就说一堆谎。
Tobias had been suffering from a cold a couple weeks before.
Tobias 几周前呢，有一次感冒。
So, yep, he's been coughing.
所以他确实咳嗽。
Yep, he's had a fever.
所以他确实发烧。
Yep, he's got a runny nose.
所以他确实流鼻涕。
Out of this massive airplane, there was a, I think there was 10 rows of seats this way, 10 rows of that way.
所以这个一个很大的飞机，估计有几百人在飞机上。
I think we were the only honest people on that plane.
所以我觉得我是当时飞机上唯一一个诚实的人。
I heard people sniffling and coughing the whole flight.
我听到这个乘客们这个咳嗽，这个打喷嚏。
But when we land in Beijing, guess what?
但是我们在北京着陆的时候。
They pull this poor little 8-year-old into this back room.
所以他把 Tobias 当时只有八岁，单独一个人拎到这个一个单独的办公室。
And they say, "You coughed. You have to stay here 1 week."
Okay. 所以他说呢，既然你咳嗽了，所以呢，你必须在这个中国在这里被隔离一个礼拜。
And I said, "No."
所以我说这不行。
So the lady took his vitals.
对，所以这个有一个护士。给 Tobias 做了身体检查。
Pulled out the form.
这个拿出我们填的表。
He coughed. He stays here 1 week.
他说：“你看，你在上面填了，你咳嗽了，所以你必须在这里隔离一个礼拜。
”And I said, "No."
我说这个不行。
So she walked out of the room.
所以这个护士出去了。
And I prayed out loud.
所以我就大声的祷告。
I don't remember what I prayed.
我不记得我祷告了什么。
But I knew that God had us there for a reason.
但是我知道上帝这样做是有原因的。
And it wasn't to sit in isolation or whatever confinement for a week.
并不是说我们会被关起来一个礼拜。
And when the lady came back,
当这个护士回来的时候，
she was coughing.
她也咳嗽。
I said, this is very interesting.
所以我说，这很有趣。
I said, you coughed, you stay here 1 week.
我说，既然你也咳嗽了，你也应该在这待一个礼拜。
She looked at me.
她看了我一下。
And she walked off again.
出去了。
And then she came back with a new form.
回来之后拿了一张新的表。
And apparently we had a disagreement. I needed to understand what coughing meant.
所以很明显呢，我们对这个咳嗽有不同的定义。
She says, "Put no cough."
所以她就说，在这张表上你写没有咳嗽。
I said, "Okay."
所以我说 OK。
If that's not the kind of cough we're talking about, no problem.
所以如果 Tobias 的咳嗽不是你想要的咳嗽的话，那我就填没咳嗽。
And we were able to continue our flight.
所以我们就这样很顺利的转机了。
I told that story to the English congregation a little over a year ago.
我把这个故事一年前呢在英语组分享过。
But that's exactly the point of that experience.
但这正是我想要讲的这样一个经历。
That I would testify to the glory of God.
这种经历呢，是我能够给众人讲的，能够这个见证神的神迹。
That I would share how He miraculously protected us in that situation.
这是见证了神这个神迹般的在那种情况下保护了我们。
We want to testify to who God is and how He works in the world.
我希望能见证神是什么，在世间行了什么神迹。
When we are moved by God,
当我们为神所用，
you and everyone else will marvel at what God can do.
大家会为神的神迹所惊叹。
God overruled Herod's plan.
神呢战胜了希律王的计划。
And he miraculously intervened to save Peter.
神迹般的这个进入来拯救了 Peter.
And it was so miraculous that nobody would believe it.
这个神迹是如此的惊奇的，没有人相信。
Herod and the guards couldn't figure it out.
希律王和狱卒没办法讲清楚。
The house church, they were praying for him, they still didn't figure it out.
那些为彼得做祷告的家庭教会也不理解发生了什么。
Peter himself had no idea what was going on.
彼得自己也不知道发生了什么。
God miraculously intervened to protect His people.
神迹般的进来来拯救了彼得。
But that's not the end of this story.
但这还不是一个故事的结束。
So let us read the rest of 19 through 24.
现在我们大家来读最后20到24节。
Then Herod went from
后来希律离开犹太下该去住在那里。希律恼怒推罗西顿的人，他们那一带地方是从王的土地得的，因此就托了王的内侍臣伯拉斯都的情，一心来求和。希律在锁定的日子穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讲论了一番。百姓喊着说，这是神的声音，不是人的声音。希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他，他被虫所咬，气就绝了。神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。
Both Herod and Peter left the area.
希律王和彼得都离开了那个地方。
Peter, of course, for the purposes of God.
彼得呢，当然是为神的这个目的所用。
And Herod left for political reasons.
希律王离开呢，是为了政治目的。
So here you have Herod before this crowd of people.
所以现在呢，希律王站在这个大家面前。
These people want some stuff from Herod.
这些人呢，听众呢，想从希律王那儿得到一些好处。
So he stands above them.Looking down upon the crowd.
所以希律王站在那上面呢，俯瞰着众人。
A historian took note of what the suit that Herod or the robe that Herod was wearing.
一个历史学家呢，记录了希律王当时所穿的那个朝服。
He noted that it was just amazing texture.
根据他的记录呢，这个朝服的这个做工非常的精致。
And that the robe he was wearing was made out of pure silver.
那个朝服呢是被纯是用纯银做的。
And when the sun came up that morning, the sun glistened on that robe.
所以当太阳那天早上出来的时候呢，阳光照在了那个银的这个纯银的这个朝服上面。
They see this brilliant sight, and it just dazzles them.
所以下面的人往上看呢，由于阳光的反射呢，让他们很这个头昏眼花。
It captures their heart, and they're in just awe of Herod.
所以呢，他们被这个景观给镇住。
And as I mentioned, they were dependent on him.
而且这些人呢是依赖于希律王。
They relied on Herod for food.
他们依赖希律王什么呢？依赖于他得到食物。
They were seeking his favor and his provision.
他们这个想得到希律王的保护。
And they ended up worshiping him.
所以呢，最后呢，这些众人呢，实际上是在这个朝拜这个希律王。
These poor people,
这些可怜的人
，they aligned themselves with a loser.
他们把自己和一个失败者放在了一起。
Herod was just a politician.
希律王只是一个政客。
Right? He had to worry about corruption and bribes and all that uprisings.
他所担心的是腐败呀、篡位呀。这个行贿啊等等。
He had to worry about bribing people and flattery and all of this.
他所做的事情是行贿，然后去恭维别人。
Contrast this with God.
拿这些呢和神相比的话。
So you have King Herod sitting on his throne above the people.
所以现在有希律王坐在这个王位上，而且被众人所环绕。
The sun is reflecting on him and off of him, and it looks great.
太阳的阳光照下来，他身上的衣服闪闪发光，看起来非常的这个有神力。
But in the back of his mind, he's worried.
但是他的脑子里想的什么呢？他确实很这个很惊慌。
Now, look at God on his throne.
再看看上帝坐在他的王位上。
He doesn't need the sun.
他不需要阳光。
He doesn't even need light.
他不需要这个众人推捧。
Just the radiance of his glory fills heaven.
他自己的这个光，身体上发出的光辉呢，就可以把整个天堂都照亮。
And every created soul bows their knee at the feet of Jesus.
而且每一个被创造的这个灵魂呢，都在他的面前跪下。
Sometimes we have to make a choice of who we're going to partner with.
有的时候呢，我们需要做一个决定，我们是否要和他做一个合伙人。
The people treated Herod like he was a god.
众人把希律王当做了神。
But God demonstrated that he is God.
但神呢，却证明呢，我才是真正的神。
So a few points of application.
所以有几个可以应用的地方。
Of course, the obvious.
明显的是。
Be moved by God.
为神所用。
Sometimes these moves are big.
有的时候呢，这些是大的这个用途。
When God says, "Live here."
当神说你住在这里。
Work there.
是工作在那里。
Marry this person.
与这个人结婚。
Sometimes the moves are smaller.
有些呢是小事情。
When the Holy Spirit whispers in your ear and He says, "I think you should apologize."
譬如说，圣灵会告诉你说，这个向你的丈夫或者妻子道歉。
I think you need to return that.
我想你需要把这个还给别人。
Sometimes God will whisper in your ear and say, "Why don't you get involved with the youth ministry?"
有时候神可能会跟你说呢，你应该去做这个孩子的这个 ministry 的工作。
But sometimes we try to outmaneuver God.
但有的时候呢，我们却试图与神的指令背道而驰。
We try to do a different good.
我们做不同的与神相悖的事情。
So God says, "Play defense."
神说你应该打防守。
And we say, "You know what, God? I think we're going to do you a favor. I'm playing offense today."
那我们却说呢，我今天想这个打进攻。
Sometimes maybe God says, "Stop beating your wife."
有的时候神会说，不要去殴打你的妻子。
Oh, I'm going to give up cussing today.
而这个我们会说呢，哦，今天呢我。做一件好事，我就不骂他就好了。
Of course, dramatic, right? But that's how we play these games with God.
这就是我们和神所玩的游戏。
God says, "Why don't you come to the coworkers' meeting?"
神说呢，你应该来参加同工会。
I think I'm just going to put $100 bill in the offering and go home.
但是我呢，却只是把100块钱的这个货币放在了这个捐献箱里，然后回家。
God says, "Do your homework or your Bible study prep."
神说呢，你应该去用功的准备这个Bible study.
And I say, "God, but I need to strategize about this little five-year-old soccer game."
但是我却说呢，神呢，我确实需要时间呢，为我的这个五岁的这个足球队来确定战略战术。
Let's be the people who are moved by God.
让我们做为神所用的人。
Rather than the people who are trying to outmaneuver God.
不做与神背道而驰的人。
Sometimes, number two point of application.
第二个应用呢？
Don't lose hope.
不要失去希望。
Instead, look for help.
相反呢，我们应该从神那里去寻求帮助。
Look for help from God. Right? Sometimes God will have us do hard things.
有的时候呢，神会让我们做一些很困难的事情。
Things that are very easy to, try to wiggle out of.
这些事情呢，我们往往会让我们找各种各样的理由去搪塞。
It is hard to forsake all for the mission of God.
非常为了上帝的传道呢，让我们去把所有的事情都交代下来，是很不容易的一件事情。
Everything around us is telling us to build our kingdom, our family, and establish a legacy for ourselves.
我们生活的现实呢，是让我们自己去建立自己的这个王国，让我们为自己家庭的名义，以自己家庭的名义，以孩子的名义建立自己的王国。
And if we give into that temptation and making it all about here and now,
如果我们屈从于这种世俗的吸引的话
，then we end up neglecting our family's eternal future.
我们这样做的同时，实际上是忽略了我们家庭的永恒的未来。
Besides, when you're partnering with God, you can see the miraculous.
另外，如果我们和上帝做合伙人的话，我们可以看到他的奇迹。
And you will have stories to tell your family.
你以后有很多的故事能够和你的家庭成员分享。
And then three, of course.
第三个应用是
Don't partner with losers.
别和失败者做合伙人。
They might lure you in with fun and games.
他可能会用礼物啊，各种各样的其他的世俗的东西来吸引你。
They might lure you in with gifts, grants, or scholarships.
这些世俗的东西包括奖学金啊。
Maybe a relocation bonus.
去其他地方的这个去其他地方工作的这个 bonus 啊。
You might be tempted to become dependent.
所以你可能呢会被屈从于服从他。
Israel and Judah had a habit of this.
以色列和犹大有这样一个习惯。
So the surrounding nations would come in and attack Israel and Judah.
周围其他的国家呢会过来进攻以色列。
And rather than turning to God and away from their idolatry,
他们非但没有在这种情况下非但没有去寻求上帝的帮助。
Instead, they would go to another wicked country and say, "Help us."
反而呢，他们会向其他的另外一个国家呢去寻求帮助。
Again, they became dependent on someone who was not on God's team.
这样呢，他们就是寻求另外一个这个国家的帮助，但这个国家是和上帝不是合伙。
Be sure to recognize that Jesus is Lord.
让我们大家都 确定呢，这个 Jesus 确实是我们的神。
That He is to be our Lord.
他是我们的神。
And that's what this is all about.
那这就是所有我要讲的东西。
We've spent our time in rebellion long enough.
我们花了很长的时间呢，反抗上帝。
Whether it be our whole lives or just little pockets in our hearts.
有些人是一生都在这样做，有些人可能是一部分在这样做。
Christ Jesus died.To not only pardon us from that, but to save us from that.
耶稣基督呢，为我们而死，是为了拯救我们。
He empowers us to live a life of love.
他赋予我们力量，让我们能够为神而生活。
Again, I'm going to go off of the paper. Sorry. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章。
I'm going to, I'll have, are you there?Okay. Romans 12, 1 and 2. This helps us to understand what God's will is.
Roma 书十二章 1 and 12.
12, 1 and 2.
12, 1, 2.
Okay. So the idea here is I expect every one of you guys to be hearing, believer or non-believer, you hear the voice of God.
我在这里希望大家，你不管是相信还是不相信神，都要听神的话。
Now, I don't know about your ability to listen.
我不知道大家听从神的话的能力是怎样。
I cannot judge that.
我没有办法做这样的决断。
But I am confident in God's ability to communicate.
但是我对神和你交流是有信心的。
Sometimes God tells us to do something.
有的时候神告诉我们做一些事情
And sometimes he says don't do something.
有的时候他说你不应该做一些事情
And we get this still small whisper inside.
但是我们的头脑中总会有一个很小的声音
You guys know what I'm talking about?
你们大家知道我在说什么吗
Now you got to be careful. Sometimes you could confuse it with a conscience.
有的时候我们会和自己的这个下意识被自己的下意识所迷惑
And this is how you tell the difference.
这个是我认为我们可以这样来区分。
So if you'll read Romans 12, 1 and 2.
如果大家读一下罗马书十二章一节和二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验。何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意
？How do you know if you're hearing from God？
你怎么才能决定你听到的声音是从上帝而来的
？Whether or not you're submitted to Him，
并不是你交给上帝。
Think about this again from the analogy of soccer。
还是从这个踢足球这一点来想。
If you're not committed to being on the team of God。
如果你不把自己全身献给神上帝的队伍球队
，Why would he trust us with that those important details of the plan？
他怎么会把那个打球的细节的这个计划信任于信给我们交给我们呢
？So if he says to do something and we don't do it，
如果他说让我们做什么事情我们不做的话
，Maybe that's why we're not。Hearing so clearly now.
也许这正是我们没有听清楚的时候。
Someone once told me, if you're not hearing the voice of God,
有人跟我说呢，如果你没有听见上帝的话
，go back and do the last thing He told you to do.
回去做上一次他告诉你所做的事情。
I encourage you to listen very precisely for the voice of God.
我想建议大家非常仔细的听上帝的话。
And let Him move you.
让你被神所用
，move you into doing what is right，
让你被神用在这个正确的地方
move you into experiencing His miraculous power of protection and provision.
让你用在能够让你感受到他的这个奇迹般的神奇对你保护的这个事情当中。
Don't try to outmaneuver God.
千万不要试图与神背道而驰。
I tell you, the kids who have the most fun on the soccer field are those who listen.
我可以告诉大家呢，这个在足球队上那些最这个玩的最开心的这个小孩子呢，是那些听从指令的。
They learn, they grow, they develop.
他们听从，他们成长，而且从这些这个指令中发展。
They go from these little uncoordinated toddlers to little soccer players.
他们从无机的小孩子变成一个有纪律的这个足球运动员。
They go from uncomfortable little individuals to confident team players.
他们从这个自我为中心变成一个以球队为中心的队员。
The ones who listen, they're the ones who receive the most positive encouragement from the coach.
那些这个听从指令的小孩子呢，是从这个教练中学到最多东西的。
And guess what?
大家可以猜一下。
The crowd, the parents.Who do you think they're cheering for?
那些观众，那些家长，他们在为谁这个欢呼呢？
The ones listening and learning and growing and accomplishing all these remarkable things that they would not be able to accomplish otherwise.
他们为这些孩子能够成为一个球队的一员，能够做这些以前能够做不到的事情而欢呼。
I pray that you listen for God.
我为大家祷告，希望大家听从上帝的话。
And that you partner with what He is doing in your life and the lives around you.
让我们每个人能和上帝合伙来完成我们生活中的每一件事情。
We pray.
现在我们大家做个祷告。亲爱的上帝我们感谢您，我们感谢您借当纳的口让我们传讲上帝的福音我们知道每个人的生活中都有很多事情让我们很容易。